on International Women's Day, the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. Spotify has announced a new focus on women creators, called Equal. It includes a new set of playlists and content, and also establishes an Equal Board, offering a grant to 15 organisations across the world to work on making the audio industry more equitable for women creators. Chad Hollowed, who is Art19's Director of Data, says that we're now seeing 72,000 new podcast episodes per day. That's 5 new podcasts every 6 seconds. African Media Entertainment, AME, has secured the rights to represent advertising for Wondery podcasts in South Africa. The company runs radio and digital platforms in the country. Acast Australia has released their Sounds Smart report, claiming that 37% of Australians have listened to podcasts in the past 3 months. The Verge takes a look at Fireside, the Mark Cuban Fireside, not the Dan Benjamin Fireside, with some screenshots of what's to come. Clubhouse has rewritten its terms of service to now allow recording with the express consent of all the speakers involved. It previously required written consent. The forthcoming Edison Research and Triton Digital Infinite Dial will tell us that the amount of ad skipping in podcasts is high, pre-warns Tom Webster in his newsletter. He points out that podcasts are the only audio medium that even has skippable ads. And there have been more unsavoury stories from Gimlet Media, this time from the mystery show's Starley Kine. We link to those from our episode notes and our newsletter today. Meanwhile, Reply All's Alex Goldman is putting pressure on Spotify to reach agreement with the Gimlet Union. It's a Monday, so time for some tech stuff. On the Podcasting 2.0 podcast, Adam Curry suggests that now should also be a time for everyone to catch up with integration, saying that there are many podcasts out there who don't use all the available new tags. 13.2% of recently updated podcasts now use the podcast namespace. The Podcast Index API's documentation website has received an overhaul thanks to Stephen Crader. Benjamin Bellamy has written a proposal for podcast recommendations, where podcasters could recommend other podcasts to their listeners. And a proposal has also been suggested for podcast license to enable more permissive licenses to be described. In podcast news, Forgotten, Women of Juarez has been released in 3 new languages to honour International Women's Day. Fierce Girls, the story of some of Australia's most extraordinary women, is back for a new season. From Canada, Decomplicated claims that the media industry has been filtered, scripted and produced by older white men for far too long. Romneek Yohal and Carol Park are 2 Canadian women of colour producing a daily breakdown of current events and cultural affairs designed to appeal to a new generation of listeners. And Stolen, The Search for Jermaine, tells a story from 2018 when a young Indigenous mother named Jermaine Charlo left a bar in Missoula, Montana and was never seen again. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe for all the links at podnews.net.